Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Ashley Francis and some of the actors in the upcoming production of The Little Mermaid at Prescott South Middle School. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tell me a little bit about this production and why y'all decided to do Little Mermaid and just anything you want to share about it.
Absolutely. Little Mermaid is one of my absolute favorite musicals of all time. I just think it's a Disney masterpiece. I think it is quite literally the best musical that Disney has ever done. And the way that they've adopted it for middle schoolers, we've been able to do this production to the best of our ability. We're actually doing Little Mermaid Junior. The junior version is made for middle school voices. And it's just an excellent production. And I looked at the kids that I had last year to answer the question on how I picked this musical on top of it's my favorite. But I looked at the kids that I had last year and their talents and their abilities, and I knew that this was the perfect show for us.
I love that, especially because it's one of my favorites as well. I mean, Little Mermaid has just always had like such a huge place for me because I love all the characters. I love all the music for it.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful show. It's wonderful with pacing and the voicing. I mean, it's just perfect in my opinion.
And seeing it on a middle school stage is, I haven't seen that before, so I'm looking forward to it. What are some of the big differences between the film that everybody knows and the junior production?
There are lots of differences, and it's going to be really interesting to see how the new movie, when the new movie and the new production comes out, you know, the Disney live action, to see if they take some of the stuff in the musical, because in the musical, they've added songs, more songs for Flounder, and the Mer sisters have a bigger role to play, Sebastian, it all has... It's just more and more enhanced in the musical version rather than the movie, because the movie is only an hour long. You know, back then they only did hour long movies. And so it's like an hour or so. And the musical itself, like the full version, is like a two and a half hour show. And so they've added a lot. There's a new song for Scuttle as well. And there's like lots of different seagulls, and they have a big, big part in the show too. So it's got a lot of really, really cool and interesting things that they've added.
Scuttle was always one of my favorites, and I tried to do like the seagull voice when I was a kid, which I'm sure sounded really great to all my neighbors.
I know, everyone loves the wah wah, and I had to make a decision on if we were going to do that in the kiss the girl scene or not, because it is kind of, it can be kind of much, you know, like the
a little distracting.
Yes, and then I was like, okay, well, we're going to focus on Prince Eric and Ariel here and make it romantic instead of annoying.
All right, and we've got some of the cast with us today, so if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and what role you're playing.
I'm Max Brooks. I play Prince Eric.
Okay, and...
Hi, I'm Ella Randall, and I'm portraying the role of Sebastian.
Hi, my name is Alex White, and I am also Sebastian.
All right, so, Max, what is your favorite part about acting in this particular musical?
I think really getting to know my character during rehearsals and stuff, me and a few other of the actors will get into character and just have casual conversations between our characters. And it also brings the characters and the actors closer together.
I love that. I love that because it's so important to make it like a family. All right, and then Ella, what is your favorite part about being in this?
I would say when it's all just put together, really. Like, you practice so much and, like, all these little snippets, but then when the whole cast comes together, it's so beautiful. And especially when you're performing, you see the look on the audience's faces, and you feel great because you're entertaining them and you're making them, you know, experience this, and it's just great.
Love that. And then for you?
I just like performing in general. Like, I like to say I'm very good at acting. Not to brag or anything. but I just love being on the stage and being a character. Like, I act also outside of the theater. I do improv panels at conventions, like anime conventions and stuff. And it's just so fun to see the people enjoying it and to be a part of a show like this. It's just absolutely incredible.
You sound like me when I was in middle school. You know, like, I'm dramatic,
and
I love to
nerd.
Do all the things. So I love that. I love that. We will be right back on the scene with more with the cast and production of Little Mermaid Junior.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to the cast of The Little Mermaid Jr. coming soon to Prescott South Middle School, along with director and producer Ashley. Ashley, so tell me a little bit about the backdrop, scenery, costumes, all the stuff that goes into the production that maybe the people watching it don't necessarily think about.
There is so much that goes into a show, and the general public, I think, really has no idea the amount of like time and energy and money that is spent on a production. This year, we're using Spotlight Incorporated with Anthony Hurd, who I'm sure you know, and Amy. They have a great, great group over there, Billy George. And they made and got all of our costumes for us, and they are phenomenal. I think they are actually the best costumes I've ever had or ever seen on that stage. As far as backdrops, we've created all of our own backdrops, which we've been really lucky because The Little Mermaid live action is coming out and they keep releasing like trailers, and so we keep stealing little bits and pieces from it. And because we signed the rights with Disney, we're allowed to do that. So just a disclaimer there. So that's for the backdrops. And we also have, you know, sound. Life Church, and specifically Andrew Loftus from Life Church, has been helping us with our sound and our lights this year. And we are so lucky that Life Church is now meeting at our school and installed more than, I think, $70,000 of new lighting and sound for us this year. And so we've got spinning lights. We've got gobo lights with different filters. I mean, it is incredible what we can do with everything that they've given us this year. So it's going to be a wonderful show.
And how did you personally get into directing and producing middle school theater?
Well, I went to East Tennessee State University on a full ride scholarship for music, and specifically opera. So I sang opera there, and I had an opera scholarship. And while we were doing opera, my true love has always been music theater. I did musicals with Mr. Choate at the high school. You know, he taught me actually since Avery Trace. I was in his first group at Avery Trace, and then we followed you know, each other to the high school. And so I've always had a love for theater and musicals, but I never thought that I would want to direct or do any of the producing side until I came to Prescott. Was my first job. I've been there for 11 years now, and when I got hired, it was basically in the contract. Like, hey, we really would love to start a music theater program. Like, would you be willing to do that? I was like, of course. Like, I love musicals, but I didn't know what I was really getting into. So my first musical was Thoroughly Modern Millie, and it was a hot mess express, but we got through it. And ever since then, the program has just built and built. And this year we actually have a cast of over 100 kids, and it's the biggest in Prescott history, probably in this county, in a middle school period.
Incredible. And we have some of that cast right here. So go ahead and say your name and who you're playing.
Hi, I'm Carly Beth Butler, and I'm playing Ursula.
I'm Daisy Stockwell, and I'm playing one of Ariel's sisters.
I'm Callie Hoffer, and I'm playing Ariel.
All right. Ursula, my favorite misunderstood villain. Tell me your favorite thing about playing this character in this production.
My favorite thing probably is the background you get to put into her. Like, there's a lot of lines that I have where I can just really charge the emotion from her relationship with her brother. You know, it's probably the best thing.
That's interesting, because that's something you don't see in the movie.
That's right. So. Yeah, there's a whole backstory they get into with Ursula in this production. And she actually has my favorite line out of the entire show, which is not in the movie. Do you know what I'm talking about, Carl Beth?
Yes, it's, a woman doesn't know how precious her voice is until it's been silenced.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we're actually doing a Girl Up performance where we're, based on that line, we're donating a percentage of our proceeds to the Girl Up Foundation, which is an international education foundation for women who struggle getting education in foreign countries.
Incredible.
With the United Nations, yeah.
All right, Daisy, what's your favorite thing about being one of the sisters?
All of her sisters are kind of bratty and, like, annoying princesses, so it's really fun to, like, separate your character from the other sisters and kind of create your own, like, personalized background. I don't know how to put it exactly, but having a character that's not exactly, like, set a personality is really fun to be creative with and give her more personality and kind of like a made-up background.
I can see that. I love that. And then Ariel.
Probably my favorite part about being Ariel is how I'm not me anymore. I get to be someone else who...
You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to some of the cast from The Little Mermaid Junior at Prescott South Middle School, along with producer and director Ashley Francis. So I've got some of Ariel's sisters in the room with me right now. Introduce yourself and which sister you're playing.
My name's Emma Eldridge, and I'm playing Aquata.
My name is Ava Wilson, and I'm playing Andrina.
My name is Callie Harville, and I'm playing Adela.
Such a fun role to play because the sisters, like, in the movies, you don't really see them that much. They're just, like, at the beginning, and then at the very end, I think you get to see them waving as they sail off into the sunset. So tell me what your favorite part about being one of the sisters and being in this production is.
As Aquata, my favorite part is probably, like, the bond between us all. Because outside the show, we're all friends already, but in this show, it's just such a big role to be, like, sisters in this show. And our chemistry together is just so good, and we, like, we're supposed to be really sassy in the show. Like, that's, like, our big thing. And we can all just, like, pop off when we do it, and we're all just, like, going for it. It's just so fun.
As Andrina, I feel like what Emma said is just we all have, like, a really good bond together, and even outside the play, like, yeah, we're friends, but, like, as we're hanging out in the dressing rooms while we're getting ready and helping each other tie our corsets, we're all just having, like, such a good time together, and we're just, like, sassy, and it's so fun, and even when we fail, we, like, all just laugh and make a joke.
As Adela, I think I agree with them. We have a really close bond outside of the show, and we help each other through it all, and we pick each other up when we need it.
I love that, because it's so important when you're acting and things like this to just, like, have those people you can go to. Because I've done a couple of productions, and I was not good. I'm very dramatic, but I'm not, I cannot act to save my life. But I was always having those people who were on set with me who could, I could joke with, or they could tease me and I could tease them. And so I love that you guys kind of form that bond while you're doing this. So Ashley, this is coming up. It's end of March and beginning of April. How many chances do people have to go see The Little Mermaid Junior?
We're actually performing 20 shows this year.
Oh my God.
But not all of them are open to the public. So we have a lot of in-school shows. We're performing for elementary schools, and we actually have a senior citizen show for the elderly in the middle of the day.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, and they're bringing people from assisted livings and stuff, like a whole busload of the elderly. So it's awesome. But the actual public has, let's see, 12 opportunities to see the show on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinees for 3 weeks. Not in a row, though, because we have Easter in between. We actually open on Thursday the 30th, and we have shows on the 30th, the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. Then we skip a week for Easter, and then we have performances on the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, and then closing night is the 22nd, so we have it the following week, the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd.
Sounds fantastic. That sounds like a lot of work.
It is, yes, but the kids put in a lot of work for these shows, so we feel like it's only, and we have two casts. Where, you know, the show is double cast, so the kids get a night off. So once they perform, yeah, so they're not going to be
Broadway
exhausted.
Style.
No, seven shows a week, no. Back to back, no. These are middle schoolers. They have homework, you know. We have TCAP tests right when we close. Like, they have to be focusing on their academics. If they can't keep their academic work up, then they can't be in the show. This is extracurricular activity. And so we try to make it to where it's the best for the kids, too. So We have 3 weeks of shows because we also have three Ariels. We don't just have one Ariel. We have three, and then we have two Merce sister groups. And so we try to spread it out as best as possible.
I love that. Make sure everyone gets a chance to perform, but also everyone has time to devote to school and everything.
Exactly.
That's so important. If people want to buy tickets, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can go online and buy tickets through the Drama Center. Well, it used to be called the Drama Center, but it's the Cobble Performing Arts Center. Their website, you just click on that where it says buy tickets now, or they can call them at 931-528-1313.
And where is the show taking place?
Prescott South Middle School, our auditorium. It's the biggest auditorium between here and Nashville and here in Knoxville. So it's 1,000. So it's a beautiful auditorium, and you will not regret it.
All right, everyone, make sure you check out Little Mermaid Junior at Prescott South Middle School in March and April this month. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.